time now for your NorCal Christian Connection. Here's your host, Cole Nevin.
Hello, thanks for joining us. Today we are finding ourselves in the midst of this fall season and actually right in the fall feasts of the Lord. And so I just wanted to take today and talk about that a little bit. And with me to bring some insight is our good friend Brad Scott from the Wild Branch Ministry. Brad, could you talk a little bit about the Feast of the Lord?
Yes. As a matter of fact, the seventh feast given to us in Leviticus chapter 23, actually provided for us in Genesis chapter 1, as a matter of fact, and Shabbat are incredible pictures drawn for us so that we would know our Messiah's first and second coming. And so his first coming was all displayed in this, what we call the spring feast. And because the religious systems of the day, once again, changed those things and added to them and replaced things. You know, that's the nature of religion. They did not recognize the time of their visitation. That's why Yeshua accuses them of that in the book of Luke. But he's coming again, and the last three feasts are these prophetic pictures of his second coming. And we have to realize that Yeshua observed these things, and Yeshua told us to pick up our cross or take up your cross and follow him. And then Paul later on says, follow me as I follow the Messiah. And so they kept these feasts and they kept these Sabbaths because they are indeed as well these beautiful prophetic pictures.
Yeah, and it's really interesting that even in the New Testament, there's a couple places that specifically talk about these things as a shadow of good things to come. And so really neat. And then another verse that you mentioned, Brad, was in Genesis, and I just wanted to read Genesis 1:14. It says, then God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons and for days and years. And the Hebrew word there for seasons is moed, which basically means like appointments, which brings us over to another one that you mentioned is Leviticus chapter 23. I'm just going to read the first two verses, and I'm going to use his name Yahweh instead of the Lord, because that's how it actually reads in the Hebrew text is Yahweh. So it says, and Yahweh spoke to Moses saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the feasts of Yahweh, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. So the word feast there is that same word moed, the appointments, and it's the same word that goes back to Genesis. It's one of the reasons that he put the sun and the moon in the sky for his appointed times. And I think they're very important to him, and I believe that they should be important to us. And Brad, do you think that for somebody that wants a little deeper understanding of the scripture and of God's ways, that the feast might be a good place to dive in and get a little bit more insight?
Oh, absolutely. The book of Acts and Paul's writing Colossians also alludes to that, because in the book of Acts, these new believers were told that they would learn about Moses in the synagogues or in their gathering places. They would learn these things. Paul also talks about these festivals are a shadow. The body is Messiah, but these festivals are a shadow. Well, anybody knows that the shadow doesn't do something different than the body does. If the body's, making kangaroo figures with its hands, well, then the shadow's doing the same thing. They both do the same thing. So you can get a hold of our ministry and we can give you some information on how to start observing the feast, not just talking about the feast, but observing them, because we want to follow the Messiah and he observed these things.
Absolutely. And hey, thanks for being with me, Brad. And folks, I wanted to invite you to an actual Feast of Tabernacles celebration, which is coming up quick. It's sponsored by our church, Mountain Fellowship, here in Placerville. It's free camping. It's an incredible, fun, wonderful time of fellowship, Bible study. We'd love to have you join us. You can get information at sierrasecote.com. You can also get information at our ministry site, truthrestoration.com. You can even call me directly, 530-621-1777. It's October 20th through the 23rd. You can come for one day or stay the whole time. It's all free. We'd love to have you join us. Hey, thanks for listening. Hope to see you in Placerville.